Besides people who are tortured by loud and intrusive musical hallucinations, there are others whose musical hallucinations are so soft, so easily disregarded, that they may feel these are not worth seeking treatment for. Such was the case with Joseph D., an 82-year-old retired orthopedist. He was moderately deaf and had given up playing his Steinway a few years earlier because it sounded tinny with his hearing aids and washed out without them. He had also, in his increasing deafness, been banging on the piano. "My wife kept yelling at me, 'You'll break the piano!'" The onset of tinnitus, like steam coming out of a radiator, started 2 years before he came to see me, and this was followed by a low humming sound. I thought it was the refrigerator or something in the kitchen. About a year later, he started to hear collections of notes, scales up and down, little twists and turns of two or three notes. These would come on suddenly, repeat themselves for hours, and then disappear just as suddenly. Then, a few weeks later, he heard musical passages, which he recognized as themes from a Beethoven violin concerto, repeated again and again. He never heard the entire concerto, just this medley of themes. He could not specify hearing the sound of a piano or an orchestra. "It is only melody," he said. He could not banish this by force of will, but it was usually quite soft, easily disregarded or overcome by external sound. It would disappear if he was physically or mentally engaged. Dr. D. was struck by the fact that, though his perception of real music was now distorted or washed out because of his hearing loss, his hallucinations were clear, vivid, and undistorted. He had tested this at one point by humming into a tape recorder along with his hallucination and then comparing the tape to an original recording. The two coincided exactly in pitch and tempo. Humming itself can produce a sort of echo, a repetition in his mind. I asked him whether he ever got pleasure from his musical hallucinations, and he said emphatically, "No." Dr. D. was getting used to his hallucinations, which were mercifully mild. "At first I thought I was falling apart," he said, "but now I just regard it as baggage. As you get older, you accumulate baggage." Nevertheless, he was glad the baggage was only these relatively soft hallucinations. When I spoke a few years ago to a class of perhaps 20 college undergraduates and inquired whether any of them had ever experienced musical hallucinations, I was astonished when three of them said that they had. Two told me rather similar stories of how, playing different sports, they were each briefly knocked unconscious and, upon recovering consciousness, heard music for a minute or two, music which they felt came from an external source, perhaps the public address system, or maybe another student with a radio. A third student told me how he lost consciousness and had a seizure during a karate match when his opponent immobilized him in a too tight neck hold. Coming around after this, he heard sweet music, which seemed to come from outside him for a couple of minutes. Several correspondents have told me about musical hallucinations that occur only when they are in a particular position, usually recumbent. One was a 90-year-old man described by his physician as healthy and with a brilliant memory. When guests at his 90th birthday party toasted him with "Happy birthday to you" in English, though both he and they were German, he continued to hear this song, but only when recumbent. It would last for 3 or 4 minutes, stop for a while, then restart. He could neither stop it nor provoke it himself, and it never occurred while he was sitting or standing. His physician was struck by certain EEG changes in the right temporal region that were seen only when the patient was lying down. A 33-year-old man also experienced musical hallucinations only when recumbent. "Just the movement of lying down on my bed would trigger them, and in a fraction of a second, the music appeared. But if I tried to stand up, or even sit up, or even to raise my head slightly, the music would disappear." His hallucinations were always songs, sometimes sung by individual voices, sometimes by a choir. He called them "My Little Radio." This correspondent ended his letter by saying that he had heard about the case of Shostakovich, but that, unlike him, he did not have any fragments of metal in his head. In a 1983 New York Times article, Donald Henahan wrote about Shostakovich's brain injury. Though there was no evidence to support this, Henahan noted, it was rumored that the composer had been hit by German shrapnel during the siege of Leningrad, and that some years later an X-ray showed a metal fragment lodged in the auditory area of his brain. Henahan relates that Shostakovich, however, was reluctant to have the metal removed, and no wonder. Since the fragment had been there, he said, each time he leaned his head to one side, he could hear music. His head was filled with melodies, different each time, which he then made use of when composing. Moving his head back level immediately stopped the music.